Blog Talk Radio.
We don't need any to cry.
Humadev Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Ashadu Ilahi Laha Illallah, Ashadu Ilahi Muhammad Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but one God whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. You have created this creation to test the human being in this world. And they have created the creation for one reason, and that is to test us, see which one is worthy of the great reward, great reward that is waiting on us. Allah gonna reward the people that measure up and then let Satan take them away from the life that God wants to give the human being. So we are in the 90s Rock Talk Radio Station. First, we'd like to get started with a prayer call. Al-Fatiha means to open. First, we say it in the Arabic language, and then we would say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rizilayat Amin, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Omidin, Iyaka Nabud, Iyaka Nasta'in, Adina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladina Antolihim, Kordri Mangdu Vilihim, Waladoli, English translation. We seek protection from with Allah from the rejecting enemy Satan. With the name of God, God is most gracious, God is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Be alone that we worship and that aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and none of those who wrath was brought down, and none of those who go astray. Amen. We're here tonight again on the Rock Talk Radio Station. I'm sending in for my wife who don't feel like doing the show tonight. And I am a co-worker here, co-worker, and along with my wife, Jai Akbar, and I am Abdul Akbar. And we also have Suja Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we also have A. Muhammad coming out of Columbia, Georgia, also is co-worker here, too. So we're here tonight to keep the pressure on the lies that have been told on God. That this lie have caused 90% of all the problems that the African American, Caucasian people, Japanese, all the people in the world are crippled or having causing problems with. Allah said, the creator of this creation said he created all of us to be human beings. He created all of us for one reason. That's to test us, and the test is being a human being, being a good neighbor, being a good mother, a good father, not stealing, not telling no lies. And the major of all those problems is to hold an image of God. That's the biggest one. When they hold an image of God up, this is what bring about racism in the world. This is what bring about 90 or 95% of the problem in the world, holding the creator of this creation up as God. A God came in somebody's image. We know we read the Bible, and the Bible said we meet in the image of God. That is a false statement. That is a statement that has no foundation. God do not use the bathroom. God do not get sick. God do not die. God do not have no need. All human beings come here with need. They come here as a baby. And all the time till they get able to walk, they have to depend on somebody else to help that baby or that person growing up to be a little boy, a little girl in need. It's dependent. God is independent of everything. He has no need. He, matter of fact, he is the one who supplies all the needs of the people in the world. So we thank Allah for blessing us to know that he's one and alone, and there's nothing like unto him, nothing you can make with your hand, even make it with your mind. You cannot describe the creator of this creation. He's bigger than anything we can imagine. He lives. He never dies. We can't imagine that. he don't have need for food. We can't imagine that. We can't stand that. Only we know we need food. Every creature that lives on this earth needs some food to eat. But God is without need. He's the creator of all these creatures and all these creations. So we thank Allah for giving us a book called Al-Quran. It comes after the Bible in the Torah. And this book came to make the message of all them books plain. Those books there have been here so long that people have tampered with those books and put many lies. And when you go and search that book, you can see the lies. You can hear the lies. Somebody died for your sin. That's a lie. Somebody gonna come back and save you from sin. Some man died so we can continue to sin and build up on sin. And no matter how much sin we do, somebody already done paid the price. What a joke. What a unnecessary lie. Huh? If there was no courthouse, you could say that might be true. But the courthouse is to convict and find the people guilty of making those mistakes of sinning or cheating on their wife or stealing or robbing somebody. Nobody can go to court and say that somebody died for their sin. If they do, they will get a straitjacket. So we here to bring back common sense. And common sense is not common anymore. So we come out here with the name of God, one creator. Proper name is Allah. And the word Allah fits a creator of this creation. It means the creator of this creation. One who sees and knows and hears and don't and never forget nothing. Everything is seen and known by the creator of this creation. No human being can know it all. The human being can't even build a computer to know it all. So the human being, he is limited. And he have a limited stay on this earth. He didn't come here to live forever. God lived forever to separate God from his creation. God is nothing like the creator of this creation. Nothing. Nothing you can make with your hands or make with your mind or make with your ideas in your mind and call it the creator. The creator is too big to be put in any mold or shape. So we are here tonight challenging the lies that have been given to the world that keep the world in darkness. The world is full of darkness. This world is full of darkness. It's full of deception. I had a young man tell me how good the rap music is. And then when I broke it down to him, the rap music is nothing but trash coming in the ear to mold and shape young people and doing all crime and all kind of wicked ways. That's what that music doing. It ain't making no family life stronger. And God is telling us the Ten Commandments, you got to have strong family life to have any moral life at all. You have to want to get married. You have to want not to steal. You have to want not to kill anybody. That's having morals. That's loving what God have created. In order to be a human being, you have to love human beings. This world got the human being saying that a dog is his best friend, not God, not his mother, not his father, but a dog. And we are not here to bash no dog or homosexuality. We just bring the logic with the homosexuality and the dog. The homosexuality means that no more the growth and development. No more human is coming from that situation. So we said God condemned it in the past, and you just use your mind, you can see why. There's nothing coming from two men but filth. They can't produce a baby. They can't. They don't look right. They look like two left shoes walking together. Looking like two left shoes. And not a pair. It take a man and a woman to be a pair. It take a man and a woman to produce a baby. Two women cannot produce a baby. Huh? Well, they can produce a life filter than a dog life. A dog do not lay with dogs. A squirrel male do not lay with a squirrel male. Even the bugs, insect got for the female and the male and the male and the female look for the male. Two human beings that this world called educated. How can you be educated without morals? When you educated without moral, you just an educated fool, and you're going to do foolish things, especially when God is not in your life. And when you look in America, most people don't took God out of their home, and their home is ran and is existing off Satan's idea. And those ideas are causing death and destruction. Divorce is causing children to be abused and a whole lot of other stuff. People spending their money and on the lotto. They need to pay their bill. They put it on the lotto or they gambling with it because there's no moral. There's no foundation. There's nothing said, don't do this because this is not pleasing God. Nothing, as long as you got that in your conscience that you got to please God. You come here to please your creator. You come here to live the life that your creator has given you. You don't think on God. And the book says thinking on God is the most powerful thinking you can do. And you don't do that, then Satan is coming your best friend. He makes evil seem fair. He makes wrong seem right. That's the duty. That's the job of Satan. He the one who make you so unfit that you don't even think about your creator. You don't even think about life after death. If you thought about life after death and what the consequences for doing wrong in this world, you would do more right by yourself, for yourself, in this world. So we say all praises are due to Allah. We have another co-host worker in the queue, and all he got to do is match one, and I would turn this mic on, and he can begin to talk. My wife didn't feel like doing it, so she turns it back over to us tonight, and we're gonna bring these co-host workers up, and then if you got any questions from either one of us, ask any one of us, all you got to do is match one and come into your queue. I see one of the co-host workers, Sujah Muhammad, in the queue. Sujah Muhammad, match one and come into the queue. And I'll cut your mic on. Okay, I'm doing it live. All praises are due to Allah, the president said. Announcement has been made. Bring Brother Sujah Muhammad up. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sujah. Assalamu alaikum. Take it off for a mute. Assalamu alaikum. Sujah Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Sujah. You in the queue? Oh, he might have to call back. Can't get on. So all praise is due to Allah, Lord, and cherish, sustainer of our world. God, Allah is most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast restore it now, grace, who portion is not there, and who go not astray. Well, I'd like to read something again, while we're here about this is the Muslim Journal. This is page 4. On page 4 of the Muslim Journal is a message. This is a message of concern. This message is a concern. It says that merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, out of respect for man creator. A message of concern about Imam Wahidin Muhammad. Oh, by email. Okay, well, I'm going to bring this later. I'm going to bring see if I can get two y'all in. Let them come in. As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, well, we got salam.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Shoot out, he sleep.
He sleep? Oh, okay. But you
he sleep. So okay. And I had and I was having problems with his phone because his phone, you know, he's kind of
okay.
You know, I don't know how to handle his phone.
Okay, then.
I do want to say something. I just want to say that you know, I really like that rap, you know, the beat and everything. But I think what we need to do is start telling our like people that you meet and they actually, do you like rap music? And see, because they ask you, do you like rap music? But what we not interested in is in the lyrics. They need to start changing the lyrics. Is that the wrong with rap? Because if you remember, they had there's I think it was the Muslim Brothers started that they called the Last Poet. They was more like into rapping, but they was rapping about Islam and you know. So when you rap good things, that's good. It's just the lyrics that needs to start changing. Because I like rap. I think it's really cool. But it's just the idea that it's just those lyrics that they're using.
Right. Well, I'm talking about the one who would do that music that deliver women, cuss, said bad language, said things, said the worst word in the human vocabulary that we can find in English language. That kind of music is desperate, and it causes a lot of problems because some people try to live out that rap music. And when they try to live it out, they're going to break the law. They're going to disrespect the women. They're going to have no respect for themselves and others. That's the music. I'm not talking about nothing that's good that make the people think, appreciate life. I'm not talking about that. That's good. That's good music to your ear. But there's other stuff that have called women B's and H's. And I've seen a little girl, I don't think she's 3-4 years old, dancing by that music today. And she was dancing like a grown woman, you know, trying to imitate a grown woman. So this is messing our people up, messing our children up. We don't need nothing in our way that's going to cause to be falling back, and so will you set us up for a minute, sister? Why answer this, Quran? Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. I was just saying, I was talking about the rap that I was saying was good. That's the basic I was saying. So we're on the same page. But I just said, just don't use the word like rap music. It's the lyrics. That's what I would say, because if you saying rap music, then that is talking about the rap music. You're talking about when you say rap music, you're not separating the good from the bad because they have good rap music. So when the person asks you, do you like rap music? If you like it, you should say, yes, I do, but I don't like the lyrics, the one that deals with degrading type rap music. I don't approve of that. Alhamdulillah.
So, assalamu alaikum, Brother Quran, Sister Quran.
Yes,
the Quran. Did you
yes,
get,
sir.
Okay. No, I'm talking about not good rap, not the one that says save the babies and keep let's build our community up and let's be good citizens and let's clean our community up and let's be real men and women. I ain't talking about that, but I'm talking about that junk, that garbage, that trash can. Talking about we don't need that.
Yeah, that's what I was just explaining. You know, basically I was talking about the same thing is that I was just saying when someone asks you, do you like rap music, then you should
mm-hmm.
explain to them because rap music, because they have good rap music, and you should let them
right.
know that, oh, yeah, nothing wrong with rap music, yeah. but it's the ones that show the separation, you know. So that way our children, they won't mind, you know, like they won't, you know, mind like getting into rap.
Right.
But as long as it just have that good, you know, good lyrics. And that's all I'm
yes.
saying because they have a good beat.
I agree with you. Yes, I agree with you. Alhamdulillah. I agree with that. That makes sense. That makes sense. So two y'all tired tonight. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
That's good. You're getting this rest. That's good.
He's knocked out. That's what you call knocked out.
Knocked out. I know what you're talking about. I get like that too, you know. But okay, but anything else you want to say, mention, you know, about how you feel about things, and you know, like what some of you growing, or you want to say something about the chicken that you raising, and the plants that you growing in your yard. You got so much, so many things that you can talk about.
Alhamdulillah. But what I say I was going to do is, I was thinking about doing, I said I was going to do a survey. I was going to do a survey on see how they're programming our children, because and how they're programming us and our children like that. So
that
that's how I was going to.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I'm listening to what you're saying. I've been adding to what you said. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to check out the program dealing with the Chinese, the Japanese, you know, the different race of people, you know, like that, to see mm-hmm. how they're programming our children and which direction. So how do you beat Satan? You beat him at his scheme. That's how you beat him. You know, people think you have to know, you got to see what his scheme is. And you could know, Allah have gave us enough knowledge where you could be able to, if you see what direction they send him, when they put the Mexicans on, when they put the Chinese on. But one thing all I could say is that you could tell when something is wrong is that they have all these different races of people that's supposed to come out here, but ain't nothing being said about them at all. It's like they doesn't even exist. I haven't heard anything on the news about the Iranians, the Pakistanians, and all them and all those people. Everybody know what they do.
Mhm. I know what you're talking about. I do. Okay.
Because I know that Pakistani when they was over there. They brought them over there. They brought them a full of. They was the drug lord. Cause I'm not saying nothing that Bush didn't say. He said we'll let our drug lord neighbors handle them. He said our too. That's what he said. I heard him. I said, dang. And so what do? They put all them drugs out there in L.A., in California. This is terrible. That's why I said, Allah take care of the Lord. Say, I got this. And what he did, they ain't never seen nothing like it. It's been a long time since the storms like that came down there in L.A. like that. I'm telling you. They don't know that when they be doing wrong, They be calling on that bad spirit. That's all they be doing. They be calling on that bad spirit.
Alhamdulillah. But we know we got work to do. and we know what the field, how to work in the field to get this situation that we in, the scheme that they done brought about in the world about all this have a pattern. All this have a pattern. Yeah.
And what we have to do, I just want to add on one thing. What we have to do is, like, it's time, like now, I heard one of the brothers say on the Lifeline, on one of the shows, he's saying that right now it's time for us to, now we need to start teaching our children. Nobody know what our children need but us. We need to start teaching our children. Who's teaching them? Who? That's what I'm talking about. Who's teaching our children?
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, we got to save our children.
Alhamdulillah, I'm finished.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, we must save our children. You're right.
As-salamu alaykum.
Karan, she hung up. She must not hear what you told her. She hung up, Akbar. Why did you put it on mute and you told me and I'm supposed to come? Why would you put it on mute?
Okay.
And she didn't hear nothing and nobody.
Okay, your phone call.
I told you.
Yeah. I told you, but you just said something. You
didn't tell me right away to come to the phone. You could have just given me the phone.
Okay, they'll come do that. Long wait, ma. Okay, be back. Long wait, ma.
I do too many things at one time.
Yeah, so. Well, God, that people, praise be to Allah. May Allah continue to bless us to be the best of Muslims. Allah says, this is what we are here tonight and recognizing. This is the message of concern, and this is our concern. The merciful benefactor and merciful redeemer. Out of respect for man, creator, a message of concern by Wallace Dean Muhammad. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as the savior of the world before them? What would this do to the minds of the world children? What would happen to the world children put on a figure of a particular race presented pitiful and in pain, the savior of man? Quran Surah 3, verse 64 says, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partners with him, that we erect from among ourselves laws and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, that he bear witness that we at least are Muslim, violent to God's will. Civilized nations should want that their religion also be civilized. False religion is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, model from the model. He Allah created. This is Quran. So this is why we are speaking so hard. That's why we are here tonight, to get rid of the lies that this world has bought into and gave to us. I don't care who gave it to us. Was it Jews, Christian, Muslim, or Hindu? It was wrong. And we do not hold up wrong.
We do not support wrong. We only support that which is right. So we're here to remove all the evil out of the world. And no, we can't, because Allah says he wants it gone, because he don't want to see human beings destroyed there. And we know that's what Satan's job is, to destroy the human beings. And we don't want to see no human being destroyed, no matter what they look like. Because if we all know what God wants us to be, we will be just what Allah, the Creator, wants us to be. He wants us to be human beings. And then on top of that, he wants us to be this kind of human being, a human being that submits to his will, and that's the only human being he loves. And that job is given to the Christians, Jews, and Muslims to be human beings, to respect every human being that God has created. And when we start doing that, we become the best we can be. So let's work hard, working with each other in unity. The evil people are in unity together, in unity, to feed the God-conscious people. They got a group of people that is called Illuminati. They are working together to defeat the fiend. And they are being successful. They are the main one who forcing this idea of homosexuality. They're the main one forcing, wanting and producing and try to keep the idea of people living together and not married. They the one who have got control over the public schools. Their influence are in the public school. When you see trick or treating, Halloween going on in the school, you see the works of the Illuminati. No more than the Nazis, or no more than the people that against the Creator of this creation. They are working to defeat the God conscience that God put in the human being. So our job as human beings, we have to speak out against this ungodly, unnatural life. And yeah, we're not going to have a lot of friends. We're going to lose some people in our very family, because the very people we grow up, the very people that call you cuz, or call you uncle, or call you a granddad, or call you auntie, them the very people that Satan have worked to help defeat you, to whisper behind your back to bring you down. These are the very people. So we're here tonight, with the help of Almighty God, Allah, the Creator of this creation, and that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, he brought this truth over 1,400 years ago, and Christ Jesus once told the people who called themselves Christians that he was coming to lead us in all truth. But what they do, they mixed up truth with falsehood. They give the people a piece of truth and a whole lot of falsehood. And that's why the people can't make no promise. That's why the people are dancing in the church, singing, falling down, going back to the liquor store the next or the same day, or drinking the same. Because that kind of stuff will drive you crazy. Listen to a lie, somebody died for your sin. Then somebody died for your sin, then you don't need no morals. You ain't got that worry about morals. You can do whatever you want to do. Just don't get caught. So praise be to Allah, the Lord, Cherisher, Sustainer of all worlds. Sister Karan, you want to say something again, sister?
I'm fine, thank you.
You sure? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I missed it. Sister tonight, you can talk up and I'll listen to you.
No, I'm fine right now. I'll think of something.
Okay, then. Well, I'll just keep going until you come back and think of something. I know you know something. You got all them skills and talents and growing stuff. putting food together that will give you, if you're sick, will make you healthy. I listen to the common sense thing you always speak about growing and how you talk to the children, to the neighbors, and talk to the Muslim, so-called, like you said, the As-Salaamu Alaikum brothers. That's all they got, As-Salaamu Alaikum, but they got no morals. They're selling liquor and everything else, breaking all God's rules that he gave to us not to do. They breaking them all just for a miserable price. And what is good in the Bible about what it says, why gain the whole world but lose your soul? That's what some of them Islamic Alaikum brothers that you're speaking about, that's what they have done. They have lost, they're losing their soul. They have lost their human sensitivity. They don't fear God in the way they should fear God. They did. They wouldn't be selling no alcohol, no numbers, no poke skin. Those people that sell poke skin, Muslim, Jews, or whatever they call themselves, you know, they call it culture. They call it halal. Whatever they call it is not that. They got to pay for that. If God tells you stay away from something, he letting you know that's a consequence. And when you do something that he tell you not to do, then you have to face the consequence. You face the problem that thing that he tell you not to do. You face that problem that comes from that. See, I look at TV, I see a pattern. They want you to do this. They want to lead you this way and that way. And all the way they're trying to lead you, they're trying to lead you away from God. They're trying to lead you away from the, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what I want to say, I want to add on to what you had said about them selling, because I asked the brother, I asked him, I said, why you guys sell, you know, that pork and that alcohol, you know, knowing you're not supposed to sell it? And then they said, he told me, he said that, now I don't know how true it is, but he said that, I guess I guess it's the Caucasian man or whoever that's in charge for them, you know, when they come over here, they said that they want to sell these, they want to put a store, like they have to get permission, and they want to put a store into the neighborhood, and they have to sell pork and alcohol. And that was what he told me. I just said to myself, so you had a choice between what Allah said and what the devil said, so you chose the devil way. That's what I was saying to myself, alhamdulillah. But you could always get around, you know, something like that. But he said, that's what I was told. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, Karan. Assalamu alaikum. Karan, assalamu alaikum. Karan, alhamdulillah. Yeah, those kind of people that we don't need in our life, but we should measure. The thing about them, we don't measure every Muslim about their action from all over the country. We can't measure them. Every one of those are individuals, and they have made the choice to be individually doing wrong. They have made that choice. So they will have to pay for that. You know, when Allah tells them not to steal, he don't tell you they're gonna hit you with an electric gun, or they're gonna break your nose, they're gonna slam you to the ground. He just said don't steal. He don't say that they're gonna get you in jail and give you some crazy time, but he said don't do it. So Allah has warned us, and we know that a lot of times we go to jail for something we haven't done. And we know there ain't no justice. And that's why, that's more of a reason we should be united. And we should be united with people that we, among us who is educated, who've been to college, who go to law school, who know how to be a politician. We should be able to put people like that in office, and especially in America. And once we do that, then we'll get the respect that we need. If you, you can get respect, you can change the thing, but you ain't got nobody to keep it, keep some balance in that what you change it, then they gonna come back and still use the these crooked judges, these no good judges. These are no good judges. I'm looking at TV. I'm looking at Fatal Attraction on YouTube, and these people are giving our young life in 20 some years from sometimes minor crimes. And they slapping their people on the wrist. We should be protesting that. We should be fined or trying to fight old judges. That's how you show your power. You get them some, get them kind of people out of office. We have to vote. We have to participate in the American system. And we have to participate in it till we change it where it fits the human being fairly. Until we do that, then like the justice of your son have faced by being in the army and being a Muslim, having a Muslim name, and all the bullying that he had to take to stay in the army. And then when he stood up, they took and put him in jail and told all them lies on him. That have been going on for years. These people are the master at unity. They are unity. That girl, that young girl, when in North Carolina, when she was there, when them college students had brought in scripture, people, them women that come in and script for the college students who was cross-key worker, whatever you call them, the game play the. I think the soccer, whatever it is, and they won the championship that year, and they brought women in there to script at the college and for those students. This black girl, so they call her niggas and stuff like that. Three of them raped them. She filed charges, and they let all of them go. See, as long as the law is just, and Malcolm said, a second grade citizen and no citizen at all. You ain't got first grade status. You ain't no citizen. You just a labor that's put up there that don't mean nothing. Second grade citizen. So this is what's going on. So we have to change all that. We can't change it. Our book tells us how to change it. The Quran tells us how to change it. It tells us what to do to change this ungodly way. So when we come together as one, whether we be Muslim, Jew, or Christian, whether we be people who is lighter that we call Caucasian people, if they got any humanness in their heart, they will come join us and help straighten that out too. Because if they get special privileges, that ain't right. That ain't no there's no justice there. So we shouldn't be saying that America went overseas and fought for our rights and we ain't got none. And most African Americans said thinking in their mind that these soldiers went overseas, World War II, World War III, and World War, whatever war, and went over there and fought for our freedom. They fought to protect their interests, not ours. But we ain't got none. Saying we got a job, and somewhere to play, somewhere to pray. We got somewhere to, some places to eat. But basically, we just got somewhere to lay our heads because we don't own nothing as a body of people here in America. And they have made sure of that. They have sent us to school for over 13 years just to get a job and tell us that, yeah, get you a good job. Come work in their high office. That's a good job, making $30, $40, $50 an hour or better. So that's all. That's all we brought here. And two people go to Harvard, African American and Caucasian. The African American field come out first in this class, but he ended up working for the one who came out last in the class. He ended up working for him. So where the fairness and justice at? There's none. And they are created to be none. So the court system is not working for us. We can't keep turning a deaf ear to that. We must address that, and we must correct that. We've got to correct it in order to live a good life in America. Everybody has got better justice than we got. Fought in every war they started. So we got a right to speak up and speak out. If we don't, then we deserve whatever punishment these people put on us. They were showing tonight where in Maryland, where Sujaw Son stayed in Maryland, one of the police for the Capitol was arrested by Maryland police. And he had his suit on. He had his gun, badge, and everything, and had his handcuffs. And they, man, made him get down on the ground and shot him with the electric gun. The police, Caucasian police, say he was parading as a police. He wasn't no real police for the Capitol. So these are the kind of things we face, where the police was at a firing range and all them other firing range, and this guy came out of his pocket and he had a lot of money in his pocket. And this Caucasian police arrest him for having all that money. So ain't no justice. Okay, what your position you in? You just got that position until they say you ain't what you are. Now the man lost his job, but look what the fear they put in that man, who was African American, who was supposed to be a police. This police was threatening to shoot him in both cases. So this can happen any time in America. All the Caucasians got to say that ain't right. You ain't this. You ain't that. So we have to change that. That's that image. And we have to change it with people who don't care, like most Negroes. And that's what the word Negro, they haven't grown up. They hadn't come mature enough to be sincere enough to do something about something. We have to do it. We Muslims. And we good people, people of the book, we have to do it. So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody else got anything they would like to share or say at this time, please do. We are under, again, say it again, we're under the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. Inshallah, going all throughout the country. And this idea is growing. And at first it's an idea, but we got to have it. We got to have the technology to build robots or build ships and planes, build everything we need mechanically. We have to have that ability to do that. So we have to do that. We can't. These people are not going to give us anything. Sister, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I'm doing well.
One thing I want to say is that everything you said is true, and we really need to educate our children and help point them in the right direction. But also I want to say is that twice I heard someone saying we Muslims are peoples of the book, and I every time they said, I said, damn, what they, I said, show me that in the Holy Quran where it says that. I see where it said Christians and Jews, but, and I heard Imam said that, but I never heard, I haven't heard a tape where Imam said we were, and I haven't seen it in the Holy Quran that it said that we, that Muslims were, you know, when they speak people of the book, when they're speaking about the people of the book. So I'll just want to know if you could show me in the Quran, or you, if you don't have it today, tomorrow when you come back on, where it's stated in Holy Quran where it says that Muslims are the people of the book. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Sorry, I had it on mute. I'm talking about the belief of Muslims, Jews, and Christians. We all believe in one God. The All Our Book points to one God. We all supposed to be people that worship in one God. We all supposed to be one, and that is a test. We all supposed to be in a race for all that is good. Well, I got Brother Amin on. Brother Amin, now he, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. You know, a couple things. I want to talk about Alexis de Tocqueville. I'm going to explain who he is. Who'd be like the Shaitan and Rajin, and I want to also talk about what's going on here in Los Angeles. Alexis de Tocqueville, he was a Frenchman, and he came to America, and he wrote a book called Democracy in America. In about 1830, and he was kind of like a, what they call an aristocrat in France, you know, very educated, and he came to America to observe America around 1830, and one of the things that he really noted about America, and it relates to Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Imam too. He says that the Americans have this thing of associations. In other words, getting together. That these Americans, I guess these people, you know, I get maybe at the time maybe they're fighting the Native Americans and fighting the Indians and stuff. But he says that they have this capacity and this thing for they're always getting together. They wanted to get together, association. And Alexis de Tocqueville says that this thing that they do of getting together, association, and doing things collectively is a very powerful thing that these Americans, this is 1830. He says it's very powerful. He says that it's almost more powerful than the urge to want to succeed in life, but it's getting together. And Imam Muhammad had these collective purchasing conference, and before that he had AMCOP, which stood for American Muslim Mission Committee to purchase 100,000 commodities plus. It was Imam introduced to us and brought home the fact of collective buying, getting together with your association. And Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to ask for our money, our dollars, our pennies, nickels, and dimes to get together do something economically. But my point is that this is kind of like jumped out at me when Alexis de Tocqueville came to America, a Frenchman, and he says that these Americans had this capacity to get together. So slavery, you know what I mean, stopped us as a people from really getting together. The slave master didn't want us to get together because it meant kind of like a slave insurrection, an insurrection or some way that, you know, the slave was going to rebel or whatever, you know. So our capacity to associate, to get together. But they let us get together in the church because they gave us a Caucasian Christ, a God, a so-called God, his God, a white man sitting up there. And they let us go to church, but they didn't want no other association. You know what I mean? They didn't want us to get in, you know, and I guess they had these, what they call, patty rollers and these people who used to look around and keep eye on slaves getting together and wanting to accomplish things. But point is, but this capacity for us to get together and pool our nickels and pool our money, just our money, or pool our thousands of dollars and do something. We need to do something and pool our money, get together, find some people who are honest and upright and trustworthy and moral, and let's pool our money. And let's do something. We don't have to be poor. We don't have to be without, because we got divine knowledge, and we need to follow the leadership, the courageous leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Imam. And just like Alexis de Tocqueville has this capacity to get together, whether it's two people or 200 people, get together, find some interests, find some opportunity, you know what I mean, to pool our money and buy something. But, you know, I guess it boils down to a matter of trust too, you know, trust. We have to, this situation out here in L.A., it hurts me because these people here, Ayman, Imam Ayman, he died less than a year ago. And so they have a brother here, and the brother was in prison. And he did 20 years in prison, and then he worked under Ayman. And Ayman kind of like taught him some things. And so when Ayman passed, you know, his brother kind of like took over. But since we've been, you know, in other words, he turned around and put his prison cellie, the person who he was in the penitentiary with, over the money, over $250,000 out here, you see? So that hurts our mind, that hurts our psyche when we can't trust people. We can't get together. We got a masjid, we pray, and then we violate that trust, and we put people over us, got the money. We don't even know who this person is out here. Over the 250. Now Ayman's wife is the one who, when Ayman passed, she called and told one of the brothers, "Hey, the masjid got $250,000. This is a little bit after her husband died. This is her name." You know, she called, yeah. So that's how we learned that it was $250,000 at stake out here. So this is what would happen. I wish we could, I wish we had money to get us an attorney to cease and desist, stop all proceedings. We want to get a court date within the next 2-3 days in order to stop the money from being spent, because we was told that this so-and-so person is dispersing the money. You know what I mean? So this hurts us from getting together. This hurts us because we don't want to trust nobody no more. You know what I mean? This African-American hawa, as we managed to say, this thing we got, you know what I mean? And these are some bold people. I guess these people are pretty bold. You know what I mean? You know, put his homie over the money, and we don't even know him. We don't even know him. You know, so we met today at 10 o'clock in the morning and got a strategy for the next week, but we don't know what's going to happen. And we might have lost the money, but we're eventually going to get control of the mess yet. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I relate all that to our ability to trust each other and have faith in each other and pool our money and buy some whatever we got to buy. Here in L.A., they got a wholesale district where you could, you know, buy things very cheap from these Chinese people downtown Los Angeles and turn around and sell it, or each masjid may have a store where each masjid could buy a freezer and buy milk and cheese and bread, and the believers, each believer, they'll buy from their own masjid. But we need to break this cycle of poverty and get together and use our numbers. But it may be the overhang of slavery. You know what I mean? We don't have this capacity to want to get together. We don't have this thing, this burning desire to want to get together and pool our nickels and dimes and pennies and get together and do something. You know what I mean? You know, a hundred and a half. So this is the situation here in L.A. We're moving forward. Peace be with Allah, with Allah's help. You know, we just quit a lot. I'm thinking it's going to hold it against us because we got too much knowledge. We got too much knowledge and too much experience, too much teaching to turn back with these lightweight thugs, these lightweight crooks that got a hold of the masjid and the keys and all that, you know. So, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I just had an idea. Alhamdulillah. So this is what's happening. Brother Akbar, as usual, you know, you're right on point. And our people are right on point. And I'm going to turn it back over to you. But I might have to run. And alhamdulillah. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We're gonna send you that book. You're going to have to take your address. Father the leader, we're going to send it to you.
I got it this morning.
You got it?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's so far. I didn't read the first part, and it's powerful, you know. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, brother.
Okay, thank you. He bear witness and we testify again, there's no God but one God, proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has planted us here to test us and see which one worthy of the great reward he has mentioned in his scripture, that you will receive for doing the good, living the good life that God has instructed us to live. So we open the bear witness and we testify with no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, a human being just like us, which are all the prophet books, was the seal of the prophet, meaning there's no more prophet to come. So we are here tonight again on the Box Talk Radio Station, trying to deal with these problems that the world have accumulated and we can get rid of these problems because we have the knowledge, we have the book, and we're going to have the people that are going to work to change all of this, or turn all this around. So I'm going to check with my other co-worker, see if she have anything to say. Sister Karan, you got something you want to say, Sister? As I make them.
Well, God's lamb. I was just listening to our brother speak, you know, and what came to my mind, I was saying to myself, I said, well, how did they get the money? I mean, don't they have, you know, most masjids, nonprofit organizations, got to have more than one signature. And so I was just wondering, how did that happen, you know, that any time money? Anyways, yeah. Those things that I was just saying, you just, how did that happen? It just, you know, how did something like that happen? Especially in this day and time right now, you know, we know that people have more than one and all that kind of stuff.
The crooks are waiting. The crooks are, see, Satan is not hidden. Matter of fact, a lot of times he's out front. He's not hidden. And he was just waiting for that moment. When the moment came about, when everybody turned their head with trusting this kind of trusting this person, that would happen to all that money.
I think what happened was they only used the document, and that's how they that's how they got it. They had no intentions. That was just a way that a door was open where they'd be giving out so much money, you know, different organizations. And they only used the document and for themselves. They didn't, and that's what they did. That's the only way I could see they did without the people knowing anything about it.
Okay.
That's alhamdulillah. But
alhamdulillah.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
One thing people have to understand is that you cannot spread God's word with a lie. You know, doing something wrong. God's not going to accept that. God's not going to accept you to spread his word in a house that was with stolen money.
Yeah.
He's not going to do that. There's no blessing in that. Just wasting, just like a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah.
You have to make your leaders accountable. No matter where you at, you got to make them accountable.
Accountable.
You got to do that. Because when Imam came up with the collective mind, Satan came right to the top of that. And that's why it didn't grow. Satan was there to bring it down before it get growing, like a baby. Oh, the baby get to growing and get bigger and get walking.
To do is see the mercy that Allah give us, that Satan would always show his face. And soon as Satan shows his face, that's when we're supposed to set that beast down. You aren't supposed to let it grow. You aren't supposed to do that. And then that's the problem right there. That we just say, oh, I can handle that. I can see that. I'm going to wait a minute. I'm going to see. I got to do, you know. But he's already showed his face. Already he's supposed to put on precaution.
Yeah.
Right away. You're supposed to. There's nothing wrong. I believe in security. There's nothing wrong with having security. And we need to teach our children security. You don't supposed to be walking in air, especially in this day and time. It's not like it used to be. You can walk down. I remember my mom used to walk 3 miles at nighttime. Nothing ever happened. My brother and they used to go all the way across town sometimes and come back before sundown. Nothing happened. But your child can't do that now. You don't know if they leave so far from the house, you don't know if they're going to come back or not.
Yep. You can't do that now. You try that now, you're gambling. You're gambling with your life. You are gambling with your life.
That's right, alhamdulillah. And so I'm just saying that we have to start not only teaching our children security and stop letting this beast, when we see him rise, then set him down. Allah already told you.
Why
you especially when they come, with a lie. They done came, mm-hmm. when they come knock on your door with a lie, dang, that's already done said something right there. That says something.
We had the same problem here the other day with coming up. Young girl come in with a lie talking about they done changed. They going to change the address of this house. I wasn't here, but Dahlia was here, excuse me. And she wanted to see her face, but she wouldn't open the door, you know. So, no, leave the paperwork to show us. She didn't have none. So the people, they get a scheme in their mind. They try to live out that scheme.
That's right. Nothing like it used to be.
You're right. You can't. And right now, no children, especially girls, should ever be going anywhere by themselves. They got crews going by kidnapping these girls and send them overseas or send them and put them in slavery, have them be a sex slave. And they're doing that all over the country.
And they're getting away with it. It's an open market now.
Because
why is it open market? Because ain't nobody getting caught. Ain't nobody got caught. So if nobody ain't got caught, then you already know what's going on. How could you let that happen? Those things don't slip through like that unless you already know. You already know it's an open market now. Especially when they have children over here that come over here with no moms, you know, and no parents. They have that already. They show that on TV where their children that have no moms and no parents, you know. We on the block talk now. Assalamu alaikum. I guess it went off. This your phone, boy, is crazy. I ain't lying. I ain't know you don't fall like this. Assalamu alaikum.
When you ain't talking, I put my eyes away together. When you ain't talking, No. I'm still here. It'd be on mute. I do that on the lifeline. Do the same thing on the lifeline.
Well, that's a difference,
mm-hmm.
but you're not controlling that.
So, thank you for mentioning that. We got to do something about our children. That's the first thing I told the people that told us, even BUI. If we get a community, we want to get a school. We can all pray in the school. But we need a facility. For our children can play and have a good time and dance and socialize with each other. We must do that. We got to have. That's why New Medina didn't prosper like they could have, because the young people moved away. Once they get in those skating rings and those little clubs and stuff and dance and have a good time, some of them you won't get back. Huh? Because they want to have a good time. And we have to provide a place where they can have a good time and they'll be safe. We have to give them a skating ring and a bowling alley. Well, good music. Well, I'm talking about music that's not vulgar, not with discussing. We're not hurting each other. The music and not saying anything about attacking the police. This is the kind of music I'm talking about. The music talking about building, having a good time. You know, the Black Eyed Peas got a rap song out called Where's Your Love? Where's the love? And that is asking a real question. And where is the love? So, you know, music like that.
that makes you think.
And then we should introduce them to something that don't let them know, like introduce them to Coltrane, Miles Davis. Those are really good Pharoah Sanders. Those are really good. Those are jazz is part of it, you know. Then you're right because our children, and one thing our children too, I just thought about, they're not going to school. But they're not going to school. They're not teaching them in school. That's why alhamdulillah.
But they have passed the law. If you do homeschool, you can get paid for that. But you gotta get a certificate, but then you can get paid for that. Having homeschool. You be a teacher of your children. And this family had a man, male and a female in Chicago, raised their children at home, and all their children are going to college and finished school before time. They finished school before time. But what those people going to do with those children, they going to get them and bring them to their company, and you want to experiment with them, or you won't see them no more. Give them a good job and tell them to look out. They're going to tell them to look out for each other, and they ain't going to be studying by going back to the neighborhood and do nothing. Those people know how to mislead our people away from.
That's why we have to train them to do for self. That's why we have to train them, you know, in the direction of doing for self. Because if we spend more money, then you can make that same amount of money too, and they'll come to you as long as you have the quality products and competitive.
Right. But see, you're right. But the main thing, we have to be like Paul Revere. We have to warn our people that it's time for us to spend money with each other. And we will never have the social places or the places where we can grow and continue to develop ourselves and have fun. See, that's the main thing they don't want us to do. They don't want to see us happy. They know happy people are going to make better decisions. Happy people will fight even to lose their life to have the protected community, the good community that they want. They don't mind fighting for that. Tell the people that the American soldiers is over there fighting for our freedom, freedom. That ain't nothing but a bold-faced lie. That's no different than saying that Christopher Columbus discovered America. That's another bold-faced lie. Ain't no truth in that. They ain't fighting for our freedom. Why we still got to fight every day to stay free from the same people who supposed to be protecting and serving us. I know we gonna make mistakes, but making a mistake shouldn't get our children killed, shouldn't get our women killed. They showing on TV how they throwing these teenagers around. The police don't do their children like that. So our children know they ain't got no protection. The only protection skill they need, that's why they get in their game. They don't see no protection coming from up. And so we got to have places with protection. We got to have bowling alleys, skating rings. We got to have theaters like Apollo Theater where they can go and entertain themselves, you know, and laugh and tell jokes. We got to have those places for them. The only people got those places is the Christian or the Jews got that. And we got to go rent a building from them. So we got to make them see our value. We got to spend our money away from them. And once they see that the money ain't circulating back in their pocket, they'll get right in. They'll start changing their ways because it's the love of that money is making them the evil people. The money ain't bad, but the evil way they done bought into it is bad. And the only way to kill that or crush that, don't let them have no money so they can be happy and being such a cruel person.
The same way
they feel about African American. We all be shaming ourselves. There's a Mexican got a play called Gutbuster. And a friend of ours was with us here,
And he wanted to buy us dinner, a breakfast, so we went to Ghostbusters. And because there's no place around here that the Muslim got in the third breakfast, so we went to, which is their closing. And so we, yeah, so that was his charge. He wanted to go to Ghostbusters. So we went to Ghostbusters. Ain't nothing Mexican in there. They used to have some us in there, but they done got rid of they done got rid of us. We the only people that work by some people don't care nothing about us. Don't have no interest, whether it be Mexican, Chinese, Japanese. At least there's a Chinese restaurant that we go to and speak. Them Chinese people ain't got them African American cashier. They never had that, but we kept telling the people not to go in there and eat. Now they don't hire some African American to run the cashier. So there ain't nobody respect us until we demand respect. And most of these people, these preachers are putting these people to sleep. I'm like, Jesus. They just like giving the people a sleeping pill. They're asleep.
And then dying all the time.
So, you know, come to Jesus, you're going on the Jesus, go to Jesus. See, there are people, we got to tell them that the trick in that language. Jesus never said that. Come to him. Never said, go to Jesus, come to one who sent him. Is the thy kingdom come, not here. He ain't got no kingdom. Gene Jenkins. He said, "Ain't but one God. God is the greatest, and Jesus is God." See, that's what he messed up. He got the sisters in there wearing long dresses. The men dressing in nice suits. They dress nice, and the women dress. You think you looking at the master? They're all white. There's some of them got different jab on and all that in the church. But he's speaking the love of Christ. He ain't speaking about no business. He's telling the people that Jesus, that Caucasian image, that ain't God. He's saying that, but he's still putting it in mind that Jesus, God, is a man. After he said all that, then he attacked the people of what they wear. He come down on the homosexual, even worse than we do, and tell them there's abomination to the world, homosexual. Then give the people a picture to bring two women, two men up there, the two women, and told them that, look, these two women and these two men. But in order to have them two women or two men, you need a man and a woman. He broke that down. But he brought them up and showed them an example of that. That's what we have to do. We have to do better than to talk to the people. We call them our people. We all one people. We all come from Adam. But we will never be able to benefit from that. Because the word itself, when you said Black Lives Matter, that ain't no more racism.
The Puritan, not on it. No.
When you said Black Lives Matter, you talking racism. All life matter. That's what Allah said. And we all come from Adam. And that's the language the Imam gave us. And we all come down from Adam. All come from one source. So we supposed to be one, but Satan has broke us up on this color scheme that Imam spoke about. We are all supposed to be human beings. We're supposed to be in a race of all that is good. You're a Christian. You should outshine me in working, being a good Christian, treating everybody right. A Jew the same way. Allah is the greatest. So you got something else you want to say, Kamal?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay. So I'm doing it all. Well, we're gonna keep working and rolling with the help of Allah. Allah said He would never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts. about ourselves. And we have to learn to respect each other in the best way. We have to learn respect. I have this paper here from Henry Sackler. And I'm going to read to somebody they wrote what the man gave to us. And we'll read some of this. What was Imam, the mission of Imam Wajid Imam? This was his mission. This is some of his thought here in Sekulam. He said, this mission of Imam Wajid Muhammad, vision was to see a community of people working together using the wisdom of Allah, blessing him to give to us to organize, to motivate, and empower Muslim, Christian, Jews, and African American, Hispanics, and all people, indeed, all humanity, to raise up and establish the earth as a paradise for all and defend the scheme of the wicked devil who wrote and enslaved and oppressed and manipulated the people to keep the earth's treasures for themselves. And understand the power. The vision is that we see the destiny and where we are trying to go. The mission is what must be done to make the vision a reality. For Imam Wajid Muhammad's vision to come to fruition, he had a mission to accomplish. His mission to involve determination or application of a law. Wisdom were never needed, and what method was required to impact and to change our modern world to bring about a vision. This was the task that was his mission. First thing Imam Wajid Muhammad had to do successfully carrying out the mission was to understand clearly. Imam Wajid Muhammad was born amid the greatness and superpower the world has ever known among people that the world produced, to the lowest of the low. Allah guides him to understand that while the 400 years of slavery and oppression foretold in the Bible cursed his people to dust, Allah breathed into the dust and the breath of life, and a new people with a new soul was born. Imam W. Muhammad was shown that the new soul that was created with a new soul was born. Imam Wajid Muhammad showed that to the new soul that was created out of the ex-slaves, and the descendants was spayed and fashioned by their century-long deserving and struggle for freedom, justice, inequality such that the spirit and the soul was molded into shape of the mission of the message of God. So Imam did his commission. He worked in his commission. He brought about that. That's what you see now. We see that, everything. We're going to have to fight to get something back. We're going to have to work and get something back. But that is the struggle. And we know what every struggle is, the difficulty, and after every difficulty come ease. All praise are due to us. We are blessed because ourselves Muslims. Christians are Muslims.
but they don't know it. The Jews are supposed to be Muslims, but they don't want to be used or be called by that word. So they took on the name that Jew, you know, like Jewry. They took on that name, but they're not no Jews or no Jewry. Many of them is not nothing but thieves and robbers. And they're Jacobites, if you may have called them. I mean, they don't care. They care only about material gain. They care nothing about the major human family. So they got a religion that allowed them to say that only way you can be a Muslim, you got to come through us. You got to have some money. And like they tried to make Muhammad Ali the citizenship and being a Muslim. They did it because he was a hero. And our day and time, the way he stood up and fought the government and with the help of Allah, he's a real hero. So they wanted him to be one of them, you know, especially because he got money.
He said, Vietnam,
he knows everything. Yeah. Yeah, but he said, no, I want to be a Norman, done nothing to it. He said, ain't no way, Jose, that he wants, he's a Muslim, a follower of Prophet Muhammad, and he's happy where he is. And he don't want to be nothing else. So that's what he told them. So they finally got off that idea of trying to make Muhammad Ali a Muslim. So we got the best. And that's why people are so jealous and envy of us, and we can't see them. We got the best. We think that some of them got the best. Now, they might have more money. They might have more material. But how much that money and material they can take with them, what they're going to have to take with them and how they live their life with that money and that material. See, Muslim, we know that. We know that Allah comes first, the Creator comes first. Everything else comes like Allah comes first. My wife don't come first. And she know that I don't come first. Allah comes first. And how many Christian statements, they said Jesus, that came to die so they can have a life and have life any way they want. That's what they're saying. He died for their sins. So they ain't no sin that they do. They, even though it hurts somebody else, they don't see no sin they do that Jesus ain't died for. So inshallah, we're going to correct all that with the help of Allah. And, you know, we let our family members know the blessing of being a Muslim. We let them know. So alhamdulillah. So you got anything else you want to say, Karan?
I do want to say one thing, and I was thinking, and I think I had said it before, is that especially during the wintertime, it's good to, a lot of times the air is dry and you don't have much moisture in the air, then you should, especially you should boil water. Like you said, like what I do right now, I boiled the bamboo leaves, you know, and then you can boil different things. You can boil carrots, onions, you know, the idea that you want to put that moisture in the air, and also and while you put that moisture in the air, you put in like if I boil that bamboo tea, they have a different that vapor have have something that is good for your breathing also, you know, it's in the air.
I know you gave us a plant. That bamboo plant is the one we got the big leaves.
That's that narcotic plant. I told you that's the one that they actually use. That they actually use for anxiety. Yes, that's narcotic.
And you can boil the leaves to that. You can boil the big leaves to that, or if they dry, and that'll calm you.
Yeah, that day.
Yeah, but yeah, that's why it's medicine.
Bad for you.
That's why it's a medicine. It's a medicine. It will, if you continue to use it for like 3 months, so it's only good to use like if you're really sick and you just need to knock it out, then that's good right there. But you don't use it like every day. Yeah, you don't use it like that. It will. Anybody that take medicine that dealing with anxiety and mental illness or something like that, that medicine will then damage their liver. It's the same stuff right there. It will damage their liver. So, but what's good for the liver is also is grapefruit. I said, I'm going to start drinking a lot of grapefruit. And then when you have, when you take that olive oil and apple cider vinegar together, that helps lubricate your organs also.
That'll calm you. It said calm you down. You boil some of that, drink it. It'll calm you down. That's nothing.
Can't dry that dry.
I'm gonna go out there and get you some tomorrow.
But if you continue to use that, it will mess with your liver. You might could use it like that's why I said is something that like you know like you're gonna get somebody that passed away, you know, like that, and they need something to calm them down. That's good, but you don't drink that every day. I'm telling you.
Okay. You got you. Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. When Shujah's coming through there, when he coming through there, I'm going to see if I can bring, I don't know how I'm going to get you all that bamboo leaves and stuff. I can probably get you some more bamboo tea. But you need to have that tree. When y'all pass through there, you need to come get at least two of these trees. Nothing like to be by itself.
Okay. Well, we coming down there this year. Inshallah. Well, I need to get some of that bamboo.
And then you gotta check and see if your state will allow it in certain areas, because certain areas they don't allow it to grow because it grows fast. You know, if you don't have no control of it, it'll grow. Out here, I don't know how it's out here, but if you complain, that's the only time they'll come out. Only if you complain. Only if you call them. If you don't call them, they don't come.
Okay. Well,
and then you plant at least 6 feet from the gate. That way it won't go, if it's in by somebody else's yard, it won't go and grow. It won't go and damage the fence. You know, it won't go so far up in the yard. So I know you got to at least have 6 feet. 6 feet from the gate.
Yeah, this year I'm going to try to grow some coming down. Mustardines coming out. I got some of the seed, and I'm going to try to grow some this year.
And look, we got a lady that got some blueberry bush. So we got to go get, she told us, come get them. So I'm going to tell Shuja, you got to make sure we come get some blueberry bush. She said her daddy grew 100 plants, and she said we can come get some. And then look up the health benefits of blueberries. You'd be surprised. You don't need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, them kind of plants, they are good for your limbs. Let's go now.
Yep, it's really good.
That's why I told you I wanted to see where the store was, find their store, because they had some.
Yeah, because you got a lot of young people got canes around here.
I got bamboo cane?
No, they got cane. They're walking on cane.
Oh, walking on cane. Oh, Lord have mercy. They need some of this here because this is good for the bones. And the bamboo is good for the bones. And it's good for the skin and the nails. That's what they need
What? They're good for your bones.
What?
Your bamboo.
Oh.
The skin, your nails, and your bones and the cartilage make them strong.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, we got to make a special trip. We got to come get some of that.
It's going to get a yard already, you see.
Talk about the bamboo. It's the bamboo. And you got, and that's a medicine too. You remember, all the bamboo is a medicine. And you can make it like, you make a tonic, like, you know, like you boil it, and then you put it in with the honey, and put some lemon in it. You can drink it cold, and you can drink it hot like a tea. And boy, you'll feel real good.
Does it grow red flowers?
Do it grow red flowers on it?
What?
Okay, she, my wife said, do it grow red flowers on it?
In the middle of
what?
It gets clogged, but it grow red blooms
of
flowers.
Oh no, not for the bamboo. No, the bamboo don't grow no flowers.
I mean, it only grows a certain time of year, though.
No, bamboo grows all year round. They grow all year round, and they grow well in the wintertime. A certain temperature, like negative below zero or something like 32, then they might start turning brown. But you don't kill them like talking about it. You have to dig them up to get rid of them.
Well,
these right here, I'm talking about when we got out there, we got that like elephant ears. They got the big tall stuff, then get the big ears like elephant ears used to be in the front yard in the south. They grow in the front yard of the south. Elephant ears. You gotta move this stuff up here. Like big elephant ears.
But that's not the bamboo though. That's probably what that is, those elephant ears plant. But that's not bamboo.
Okay, because I was wondering what that was. Mm-hmm. It sounded like the time when you first saw it tells us about the bamboo.
What is that?
The elephant is the roots, but you have to at least let them cook. When you cook them, you have to at least let them cook for 2 hours. I think 2 hours. I know you can eat the bamboo roots, but you have to let them. You have to cook them. You can't eat them raw.
Okay. The roots
of the elephant ears root, and they said it tastes like potatoes. I never tried it.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
You have to start taking.
We can take
a snapshot from your phone, Karan, when you think about it, and let us see, you know, what you're talking about, because this is turned off like bamboo.
Hey, well, some of you gave me, it got a little green. It grows up like it got little green stickers on it. I don't know what that is.
I don't even know what Akbar did with what plant stuff that you gave us. I haven't seen it, don't know what it is, don't know where it's planted out or nothing. He just brought it here and just put it where he wanted to be and didn't tell me where nothing was. So I don't know what's out there. They ain't benefit from it at all.
Alhamdulillah.
I'm
going to do what you say. I'm going to take pictures. Next time I talk about it, I'll show some pictures.
The Quran
my daughter coming out here, and I'm gonna do like you said too. I should write a little book and write that down, you know, like that. So I said, since she's coming out here, that'll help me out a lot.
Okay.
You know what? Daya.
Yes.
Have you came to the point yet? You know, like sometimes you come to the point where in life when you get older where you just give everything away, you don't need nothing.
I've been like that all my life.
Okay.
Thank you all my life, Ron.
Thank you so much.
Alhamdulillah.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Nothing wrong with giving.
So, well, what's meant for me, what God has meant for me, what the Lord has meant for me to go all over, then I have to give it to somebody else.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. And nothing wrong with that. Alhamdulillah.
But I mean, would you close out for us, please, huh?
Yeah, I'm seeing, inshallah.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim, malik yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in.
Thank you, brother. I mean, tomorrow we get a report of us going downtown with SCLC. Tomorrow is Dr. King's birthday, so we'll be downtown and we'll have a report on what our participation in the movement here in Atlanta. So thank you, everybody. May Allah bless us all. We get a good night's sleep. May Allah protect us and keep us healthy. And we hope to all of us be back in tomorrow. Inshallah. Thank you. Hi, Shalom Aleikum.